一如既往的很开心今天能来到这边。今天我想给你们一个礼物。
My wife and I have written a devotional for Advent for Christmas.
我和我妻子准备的这一个册子，这是为了圣诞节准备的。
And we would love for every family to take one of these, and starting December 1st.
我们希望每个家庭都拿一本回去，然后从十二月一号开始。希望全家人都能够一起读这个册子，从十二月一号开始。非常不好意思，我不会中文。就如果你不懂英文的话，你有一个朋友，如果能帮助你翻译，那是最好的。当我们进入到十二月的时候呢，这个就是我们的生活会就变开始变得很忙碌了。我们每天都忙碌在准备礼物啊，然后朋友家人会过来啊，这些事上。但是我们很缺乏去做的呢，就是安静下来，找一个时间去想一想这个圣诞节的奇妙之处。
So I offer this to you as my Christmas gift to you. Merry Christmas.
所以这个就是我给你们的圣诞礼物，圣诞快乐。
Lord, we invite you into these moments together.
主啊，我们邀请你来到我们中间。帮助我们理解感恩和感恩节是多么的重要。把你的精神指引，让精神指引我们。以耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
So, the story is told. Is this? Oh, this is this a pointer? Oh, there we go. Story is told of two buddies.
有两个朋友，他们是 Bob 和 Jerry。
And Bob looked very sad. Jerry said, "What's going on, Bob?"
Bob 看起来很难过 ，Jerry 就问 Bob 怎么了。
And why are you so sad?
Jerry 说 ，Bob， 你为什么这么难过呢？Bob 说三周前我的叔叔死了，给我留下了$30,000。
Jerry said, "That's a lot of money."
Jerry 说啊，这很多钱啊。
Bob said, "Yeah, and 2 weeks ago my cousin died and left me $60,000."
Bob 继续说，两周前呢，我的一个表亲过世了，又给我留下$60,000。
Jerry said, "Bob, it sounds like you're blessed."
Jerry 说 ，Bob， 你简直太幸运了，你是被祝福的呀。
Bob said, "You don't understand. Last week my..."
Bob 说你不理解，我去上周我的阿姨去世了。
And she left me $80,000.
然后给我留下了$80,000。
And Jerry was so confused. Well, Bob, why are you so depressed?
Jerry 就很困惑啊，说 Bob， 那为什么你看起来还是很难过呢？
Bob said, "This week nothing. I got absolutely nothing this week."
Bob 说因为这周没有人死啊，我什么都没得到啊。这个叫忘恩负义，这是一个很大的罪。
So、you can't look in the mirror and see ingratitude.
就是你不能通过就是看照镜子，看到镜中的自己，然后去感恩。
If you were ungrateful, you probably don't know you're ungrateful.
就如果你本身是一个不知感恩的人，你自己也不会意识到自己是不感恩的人。
And ingratitude.
而不知感恩会导致我们有各种各样的一些情绪发生。
Entitlement, also ingratitude.
就是不知感恩会导致我们去抱怨呢，然后去有这各种各样不好的这些情绪。圣经里说，我们有信仰的人需要内心充满了感恩。在圣经里面有提到过超过140次，就是我们要把感恩把感恩给神。我们在座的每一个人，包括这个世界上的每一个人，也有很多值得感恩的事情可以感恩。我们有很充足的食物，我们有教育，我们有医疗可以提供给我们，我们有工作，我们有朋友。如果你看人类的历史，你会发现我们现在这个时代的人真的是非常有福气，被神祝福。但是呢，我们又很容易陷于那种忘恩负义、不知感恩的那种情境。
Since this week is Thanksgiving, I thought we'd focus our attention for just a few moments on how to become grateful people.
因为这周呢是感恩节，我们我想说，我们就好好的研究一下，我们如何让我们变得更加感恩。今天呢，我们要来查考的呢是路加福音十七章，然后接下来我们还要讨论一下如何采取一些措施能够让我们变得更加感恩。耶稣往耶路撒冷去。
It's Luke chapter 17, so he knows he's going to Jerusalem to be hung on a cross.
因为这个已经是路加福音十七章了，就是那个时候耶稣他知道他要往耶路撒冷去的目的是要被钉十字架。就十字架的阴影现在他已经照到他了。他经过撒玛利亚和加利利，在他们中间有一个叫撒玛利亚的地方。那个区域呢是有犹太人还有一些外邦人。犹太人呢他不想跟撒玛利亚人有任何的交集。
This is extreme racial prejudice.
这个是一个就是在就种族上面的就是非常就是有傲慢。
If you were coming from Galilee down to Jerusalem and you came straight down, you'd go through Samaria.
就是你如果从加利利往耶路撒冷去，你肯定会经过那个撒玛利亚。
Every Jew would go around Samaria down the Jordan River and cut across to Jerusalem.
但是呢，几乎所有的犹太人呢都会绕过撒玛利亚，然后从约旦河过去耶路撒冷。
Jews would not speak to Samaritans.
犹太人不会去跟撒玛利亚人讲话。
They would not allow a Samaritan shadow to cross theirs.
他们的影子也不要跟撒玛利亚的人的影子有交集。
They were enemies.
他们就是像敌人一样。
So Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem.
耶稣呢，他也是要往耶路撒冷去。
And he encounters a group of lepers.
他遇到了一群长大麻风的人。
Now leprosy in the Bible is a very powerful and negative.Disease.
就是这个麻风病呢，在圣经里面呢是一个很强大，同时也是一个，就是一种疾病。
If you came down with leprosy, you were immediately kicked out of your family and your town.
一旦你得了麻风病， 你就会被你这个所在的城市和你的家人不容。
You had to live alone by yourself or with other lepers.
你只能远离家人，跟其他的麻风病人一起居住。
You could not get within 100 feet of any person.
你不能离正常人近100步以内。
And if people came near you, you had to cry out, unclean, unclean.
如果有人要接近你，你必须要大声喊出啊，我是不洁的人。
And you would do that with your face covered.
然后你还要蒙住脸。
Maybe a little pre-COVID type of thinking there.
就是很像那个我们 COVID 的时候。
But no one touched a leper. No one spoke to a leper.
不会有人去摸麻风病人，也不会有人跟他们讲话。
And these lepers happen to be in the vicinity where Jesus is, and they have heard stories.
但是呢，这些麻风病人呢，知道了耶稣。
And so they stay at a distance, but they cry out in a loud voice, Jesus!
他们远远地站着，高声说，耶稣。
The name Jesus means Savior.
耶稣的意思是拯救者。
So they have heard stories that Jesus is the Savior.
他们听到了这个故事，说耶稣是救主。
The one who will help the lost.
他会救他们。
They also address him as master.
他们也叫耶稣是夫子。
And a master is someone that is above others.
夫子的意思就是比其他人要高一些。
So they discern in Jesus' character that he is a savior and he is the master of all things.
所以他们承认耶稣是救主，而且耶稣是夫子。
And they recognize, they respect, and they revere him. But at this point, they do not have any gratitude.
他们承认耶稣，尊敬耶稣，但是没有对耶稣目前是没有感恩的。
And here's the warning for us, folks. You good?
Yeah.
The warning is that there are many of us who know Jesus is the Savior and the Master, but we don't have gratitude.
就这种情况我们也有，就是我们知道耶稣是救主，我们知道他比我们高，但是我们并不知道他，我们并对他并没有感恩。
Just knowing the facts about Jesus does not give you a grateful heart.
仅仅是意识到耶稣是谁，并不会给我们一颗感恩的心。
Let's continue with the story. Could you read that verse?
耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看，他们去的时候就洁净了。
No magic words, no special prayers, no touching of the lepers, he simply commands them, go.
没有去摸他们，也没有什么咒语，也什么话都没有，就是耶稣只是说了一个你们去，他们就好了。
A lot of folks have mentionedthat Jesus used all kinds of various ways to heal people.
耶稣用各种各样的方式医治过别人。
And they ask, well, why didn't he just use one way?
就问，很多人问，为什么耶稣不只用一种方法去救人呢？
And the reason he didn't is because he didn't want us to focus on the method. He wanted to focus on himself.
他之所以这样，是因为他不想让我们去，就是着重在他的方法上，而是想让我们看重的是他这个是耶稣本身。
Don't focus on the method of healing, focus on the author of healing, and that is Jesus, the Master.
我们不要看着眼于这些方法，而是要着眼于耶稣这个本身。
But in the simple instruction of going, Jesus is asking them to exercise faith because he tells them, go to the priests.
但是在这里呢，耶稣就是在锻炼他们的信仰，就只是让他们去把身体给祭司查看。
So I think this is how it happened.
我想说这就是这样发生的。
They hear the words, go to the priests.
他们听到了这个话，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
So they walk.
然后他们就开始走。
Nothing yet, guys.
然后啊，什么都。
Nothing. I don't know if this is going to work. Nothing.
什么变化都没有，然后继续走。
They're walking,
然后继续走。
And in one step,
然后再走一步的时候。
They go from having leprosy all over their body to having perfectly clear skin.
然后他们就发现他们的身体原来都是被麻风就是覆盖着的，现在变得完全健康了。
Can you imagine what they felt like in that moment?
你能想象的那个时候他们这些病人的心情是什么样的吗？
I mean, they are completely outside of society.
他们是完全被这个社会排斥的。
They have no family to go to on Thanksgiving.
他们在感恩节的时候没有家人呢。
And in a moment, in a step, they are cleansed.
然后在那一时刻，当他们迈出了那一步，他们的身体洁净了。
Now it's very interesting because now they go and they have to knock on the door for the priest.
然后呢，他们就继续走，然后到了祭司那，然后敲门。
And the priest said, "Who's there?"
祭司说啊，你们是谁呀？
He goes, "It's a group of lepers out here."
哦，我们是一群麻风病人。
Get away from here! Get away!
哦，祭司吓坏了，快走吧，你们。
No, you don't understand. We've been cleansed.
不是你不理解，我们好了。
Now, as far as we know in the Old Testament, only two people were cleansed of leprosy.
在旧约里面只有 两个人就是他们的麻风病痊愈的。
It was Miriam, which is Moses' sister.
一个是那个伊曼是
Miriam.
Miriam.
Just say Miriam.
Miriam, yeah.
And General Naaman. General Naaman.
乃曼
Two, in the whole Old Testament. And yet, when these priests...went to seminary, they had to study Leviticus 14.
但是呢，在现在呢，在新约里面有14个人的麻风病都被治好了。
And Leviticus 14 has an 18-step process for when people are cleansed from leprosy. Go read it tonight.
在圣经里面有14步骤，就是如何去就是跟麻去如何去做这个清洁，去治这个麻风病。
And I'm sure these guys in seminary.Why are we learning this?
然后这个祭司就在想，我为什么要学这些呢？
There's only been two people healed from leprosy.
在旧约里面只有两个人的麻风病被治好了，我学这个十四步骤要干嘛呢？
So they took the course and they put their books on the shelf.
然后他们就还是去上这个课去学了，然后就把这个书来束之高阁。
And all of a sudden they start hearing knocks on the door.
然后呢，他们就听到了有麻风病人被治好了，来敲门了。
Who's there?
啊，你是谁啊？
I've been cleansed of leprosy.
啊，我们是麻风病人，我们的病被治好了。
And every time, the name Jesus comes up with that healing.
就每一次都是耶稣出现治好了这些麻风病人。
What this is God the Father giving signs for these hardened heart priests.So that they would realize that Jesus is the Messiah.
这个就是神给这些祭司们的一个，给这些心硬的祭司们的一个，指，就是一个信号，告诉他们，耶稣就是我定的弥赛亚。
The story goes on. If you could flip to the next slide.One more. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back.
内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来归荣耀于神。
So 10 are healed, but one saw it differently.
十个人被治好了，但是只有一个人看待这件事情不太一样。
See, for us to become grateful people, we need to see and do.
想要成为一个感恩的人，我们需要看见，然后去做。
Mastering gratitude is not about what happens to us.
想要感恩的话，这个事情并重要的并不是在于什么事情发生在我们身上了。
But it's how we see what has happened to us.
而是我们如何看待这些发生在我们身上的事。
If you don't see it, you don't go back to Jesus.
如果你看不见的话，你也不会去找耶稣。
There was only one out of the ten that actually saw what was going on here.
这里这十个人中只有一个人好好的看到了这件事情是怎么发生的。
And notice his response here.
然后看看他是怎么回应的这个事。
He starts with praising God.
他呢回来大声归荣耀于神。
To praise God is to exalt God, is to celebrate God.
归荣耀于神呢就是要庆祝在神在神。
It's to have, you know, in the United States at our football games, we have cheerleaders.
就是在我们这边的很多比赛中呢，我们有啦啦队。
And the cheerleaders have they call them pom poms.
就是啦啦队手里都拿着一个那种像球一样的可以挥舞的。
And they say, "Go team, go, go team, go."
然后他们就是说啊，说我们队伍加油，加油。
And they get the whole crowd to yell.Go team, go, go! They're praising their team.
他们呢，就是是一群啦啦队，然后他们在给他们的这个队伍呢，大声的加油。
And it is appropriate, and it is actually necessary for us to praise God every day.
而对于我们呢，也应该去这样大声的去归荣耀于神。
That is actually.Why you were created?
这就是我们为什么被神创造出来。
To praise God and enjoy Him forever.
去感激神，归荣耀于神，然后永永远远。
If your life has lost meaning and purpose, it's because you have got away from praising God.
因为如果你经常会觉得啊，我的生活的目的是什么？就是因为你忘记了我们的目的是应该去赞美神。
So this leper comes back and he starts by praising God.
这个被治好的麻风病人他回来了他归荣耀于神了。
And then he threw himself at Jesus' feet.
而且他又俯伏在耶稣脚前来感谢他。
And this is a public demonstration of his humility before God.
这个是在大众眼中就是他就是是无比的感谢神俯伏在他的脚前。
When I was in Africa, we were working with the Maasai tribe.
在非洲有一个马赛部落。
And the Maasai people, when they want to say thank you, do this.
当他们想跟别人表达感谢的时候呢，他们是把头埋在土上。
They have their forehead touch the ground.
他们的前额是要触及地上。
That's how you say thank you.
这是他们说谢谢的方式，这个部落。
So if you want to say thank you on Thanksgiving, everybody get down and touch your head on the ground.
如果你们感恩节想这么说谢谢的话，你们可以试一下。
You'll be copying the Maasai people.
你们就是在学这个马赛部落的人。
But this man, it was so filled with thanksgiving for what Jesus had done that he bowed to the ground.
这个被治好的麻风病人，他如此的感谢耶稣，到以致他。趴下跪下然后头前额着地感谢他
And then he thanked him.
然后他感谢耶稣
When we say thanks to God,
当我们说感谢神的时候
we actually create a second joy.
我们那个在我们说感谢神的时候我们又自己创造了第二种的喜乐
The first joy is when the great thing happens to us.
第一个喜乐是这个事情发生的时候。
But the second joy is when we say thank you to God for the great thing that has happened to us.
那第二种喜乐发生的时候是我们在说出我们感谢的时候。
We relive the blessing again.
我们又经历了一次这个。
And that's what thanks does. That's what gratitude does.
这个就是感恩，感恩的是，为什么我们要感恩？
It allows us to live the blessings of God again and again and again.
感恩会让我们一次又一次的去经历这个祝福。
And people that gather together on Thanksgiving and are just focused on football and turkey and things like this miss the blessing of what God has done.
我们在过感恩节的时候经常会看球啊，吃好吃的呀，但是就是忘记了我们需要去感谢神。
So it's important for us to see the blessings of God, but then also to say what we're thankful for.
对于我们最重要的一个是，我们要看到这个事感恩的事情，同时我们还要大声地说出来。
And there's one more aspect to this story. Jesus's surprise.
耶稣觉得很惊讶。
There's not many times in the New Testament when Jesus is surprised.
就是在新约里面，耶稣惊讶的时候其实也不是很多。
But he was surprised here.
但是他在这里面，他真的很惊讶。
He goes, "Weren't ten cleansed?"
说他问洁净了的不是十个人吗
？Where are those guys?
那九个在哪里呢
？If we could have interviewed these nine.
如果我们有机会去来问问这九个人
，As they're on the way to the priest，
就在比如说在去见这个祭司的路上
，I'm going to pretend I'm a news interviewer。
我要假装我是这个面就是记者吧，就算是。
Hey guys, you look like you're really happy. What happened？
哎，你看起来很开心啊，到底发生什么了
？We've been cleansed of leprosy. We're healed.
我们的麻风病痊愈了。
Well, what are you going to do now？
那你要现在要去干嘛呢
？We're going to the priest, and we're going to show them that we've been cleansed, and they're going to do the ritual from Leviticus 14.
我要去见祭司，然后祭司要完成那十四个步骤。
Any other plans？
然后其他的计划呢
？Yes, my to-do list is really long because I've been away from my family for 5 years. I've got to get home. I've got a lot to do.
我的待办清单超长的，因为我已经好久没有见我家人了，我好多事情要做。
You gonna go back and thank Jesus？
你要回去感谢一下耶稣吗
？No, but he's a great guy。
我应该不会回去，但是他真是一个很好的人啊。
And I'm thankful for what he's done。
我对于他做的事情，我真的非常感激。
But I'm too busy to say thank you in person。
但是我实在是太忙了，去见他面，然后跟他说谢谢。
That's what happened.
就是这就是发生的事。
They were thankful for what Jesus had done.
他们确实是心怀感激的。
But they were not thankful enough to go back to him and say it to his face.
但是他们没有足够感激到要回到耶稣面前，当面跟他表达感谢。
And that is a great tragedy.
这就是一个很可悲的事。
Because there's a The end of this, Jesus says to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
耶稣对那人说，你起来走吧，你的信救了你了。
I thought they were healed.
他们这十个人不是已经被治好了吗
？What's Jesus talking about here?
那神在这里面在说什么呢？为什么说是救了又救了你呢
？But there's two leprosies.
有两个麻风病人。
There's leprosy of the skin.
有一个是身体上面的麻风病。
And there's leprosy of the heart.
还有一个是心里的那个麻风病。
And these nine had their leprosy of the skin healed.
但是这九个没有回来感恩的人，他们身上的麻风病是好了。
But they did not have the leprosy of their heart healed.
但是他们内心的麻风病没有被治好。
And Jesus was going to Jerusalem.To die on a cross so that the leprosy of the heart could be healed.
耶稣去耶路撒冷被钉十字架，为的就是让我们心中的这个麻风病也被治愈。
And there was only one out of ten that was healed both physically and spiritually.
这十个人中只有一个人的麻风病是身体和心灵的都好了。
And that makes me cry.
那这个真是让我觉得很感动，很想哭。
Because they got so focused on things of earth，
因为我们太着眼于这个世上的事。
That they forgot to take care of their soul，
他们忘记了要照看他们的灵魂。
And that is the greatest tragedy of our day，
这就是我们当今的很悲惨的一个光景。
On Thanksgiving， we'll have people that have all kinds of things to give thanks to。
这个感恩节我们有好多的事情和人可以感谢。
But their souls will be in poverty.
但是我们的这个灵魂真是很贫穷。
So what is our gratitude challenge here?
我们现在这个感恩挑战是什么呢？
First of all, you need to choose a habit.
首先我们要选择让它成为我们的习惯。
You are either a grateful person or an ungrateful person.
你或者是一个感恩的人，你或者是一个不感恩的人。
And the way to take an inventory of which category you're in is to look at last week.
你要看看你上一周吧。
How many times last week did you say, "Thank you, God, for the blessing in my life"?
上周你有没有说过啊？感谢神，赐给我生命中这些美好的事。
If you've said that multiple times, you're a person filled with gratitude.
如果你说了好几次的话，那你是一个感恩的人。
If you have not said that last week, you are an ungrateful person.
如果你上周没有说，那你就不是一个感恩的人。
Choose your habit.
选择你的这个成为你的习惯。
Second, express gratitude for small and ordinary things.
第二个呢，sorry， 对小而平凡的事情表示感恩。
It doesn't have to be great big miracles.
就是不一这个事情不一定非得是一个很大的一个奇迹。
It could be for the smile of a young person.
你可以对于这种比如说小朋友的这个笑脸表示感恩。
It could be for blue skies and white clouds.
也可以是啊，看到天上蓝天白云，觉得感恩。
It could be a friend that you can talk to.
也可以是啊，你有一个朋友，你可以跟他聊天。
It can be the ability to walk in and out of this church without any assistance.
也可以是你可以自由的出入这个教会，不需要任何的辅助。
Express gratitude, especially in the midst of adversity.
表达感激之情，尤其是你在逆境中的时候。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Big difference between give thanks for and give thanks in.
就是你去感激这个事情和你在感激之中，这个是一个很不一样的。
We don't thank God that we have problems in our life.
我们不会去因为我们有什么有困难在生命中，我们去感谢神。
We thank God that even in the midst of those problems, His perfect will is unfolding.
我们要在经历这个困难的时候，都要向神表示感激。
And then finally, I'm challenging you, just like I challenge the young people, to every day write a blessing.
我也是要就是给你们提出一个挑战，就是你们每一天都要写下你感恩的三件事。
And because you're adults, I'm going to ask you to do three of them a day.
因为你们是成年人了，所以我要求你们每天写三件事。
If you want to be a kid, you can do one.
如果你觉得你是个大孩子的话，你可以写一个。
But write down every day, either in a notebook, do it electronically, but piece of paper, but write down from Sunday.The next Sunday, three blessings every day.
你可以在电子设备上写，也可以在纸上写。然后从这周日开始到下周六，你每天写三件事。
We have to train ourselves to have gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts. It's not natural to us.
我们要训练我们自己有这个在感恩节这段时间有一个感激之情，这个不是我们与生俱来的。
This is a picture of my grandson and my son.
这是我孙子和我儿子的一个照片。
And this is when he was probably 6 years old.
这个大概是他六岁的时候。
And we had given him a gift for his birthday.
我们给了他一个生日礼物。
And he opened the gift and he had surprise on his face.
他打开礼物之后，他脸上有个大大的一个惊喜的表情。
And then he smiled.
然后他。
And then he didn't do anything else.
然后他也没做别的。
So guess what his father said to him.
然后你猜猜他爸爸跟他说什么了。
What do you say, Blake?
你要说什么？
What do you say, Blake?
你要说什么？
And Blake then said, Thank you, Papa and Grandma.
然后他说啊，谢谢爸爸和爷爷。
And now, after several years of Dad saying, What do you say? Guess what he does when he gets a gift?
但是你看，经过了这几年的这种询问之后，你猜猜他现在拿到礼物的时候他会说什么呢
？He now says, Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Grandma.
他现在会很自然地说出啊，谢谢爸爸，谢谢爷爷。
So with us.
我们也要这样。
Our natural inclination is to appreciate, but to be silent.
我们的这个天性就是我们会表，我们会感激，但是不会表达出来。
Not anymore.
再也不要这样。
We are going to be known as people that express their gratitude to our God.
我们要做这个把我们的感激之情大声地表达出来给神的那个人。
So that's your homework assignment.
这就是你们的作业。
Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation.
主啊，我们求你能够赐下祝福给我们。
I pray that in this week that we experience thanksgiving, that our hearts would be overwhelmed.
主啊，我就接下来这一个感恩节这一周，求你能够让我们的心充满了感激。
Not only that we would feel it and see it, but that we would say it.
我们不仅是要感受，我们不仅是要看到，我们也要表达出来。
Help us to be grateful, thankful people.
帮助让我们成为懂得感恩的人。
For every gift that you've given to us.
对于我们，你给我们的每一个礼物，我们都表非常感激。
Most importantly, the gift of Jesus, your Son.
而最重要的礼物就是你赐给我们的你的儿子耶稣基督。
We are so thankful for Jesus.
我们实在是太感激耶稣的到来了。
In his name we pray.
以他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.